Eric.
How you doing, Coach?
Good morning.
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Coach, you guys coming off an AFC East showdown. Is this maybe a showdown to see who's the best in the AFC overall right now?
Well, it definitely doesn't get any easier. I think that Tennessee's been playing really, really sound complementary football. They're solid in every single phase. We've been down there now 2 years in a row. This will be our third trip. That's not an easy environment to play in, so it just gets more and more challenging each week.
Can you talk about what a difference maker Brett Favre has been for you? Obviously, a Hall of Fame quarterback, you add him to your roster, it changes things.
Brett's been outstanding. When he and I first talked, one of the things that was important to him and also important to me was that understanding what his resume was and his experience was, that he'd be able to come here and just be one of the guys. And when you hear someone like Brett talk about how important that is, you know that it's a good decision. And since he's been here, that's exactly what he has been. He's obviously worked with the offense quite a bit, but he spends time with the defensive players. He spends time with the young players. He's very approachable. He's just a really good team guy.
Eric, so many teams strike out swinging at big-ticket free agents. You've done well there in revamping by adding some veterans. The Titans have done so over the last couple of years. You think that's part of why you two teams are in the position you're in, that you've got the right free agents in?
I think that's been extremely helpful for us. But it's also, when you bring in free agents, a function of how well they fit into the group that's already there and how quickly they can stop being free agents and start being Jets. And one of the things that has always been important to us is core characteristics with the people that we bring in, and that's smart, tough, hardworking guys that are competitive and selfless, and guys that football is important to, and that's the draft, that's free agency, and those were characteristics that we target before we even talk about their ability to play football.
You see teams sometimes get deflated when they think, oh, we're one big receiver away, and we go and sign a big receiver, and then he doesn't pan out.
It's so difficult to ever think that you're one player away because of injuries, because of all the different factors that come into play. What we were trying to do was identify areas of need and figure out a way through free agency in the draft to fill that need.
From, I guess, a psychological impact, how much did Brett help jumpstart things there in New York when you guys signed him?
It was a busy first day. It was probably the most people we ever had at training camp. I think there were 11,000. And the amusing thing was every time our defense batted down a ball or anything like that, they got booed. So you knew what you were in for pretty much right off the bat. It's exciting to have a player like Brett come into our program, but you're still looking at how is he going to be in the locker room, how is he going to fit in with the rest of the group, and that's what's so important to the whole team. And he's been outstanding in that area.
Sure, you seen him jumping around on the sidelines and on the field, you know, playing for the Packers all those years. From an emotional standpoint, I mean, is he as excitable a guy still as you've been around?
Yeah, well, that last characteristic that I mentioned earlier, football is important to you. Those are the guys that would play football regardless of the pay, regardless of all those great things that come with being in the NFL. It means something to them, and they still have that same passion they had when they were playing Pee Wee or high school or college, and Brett has that. It's contagious. It's that enthusiasm for being at practice, for playing in the games, how much fun it is. It's the spirit of the game that doesn't matter how much success he has or any of those things. He loves playing. He loves being part of the team, and it really does rub off on the group.
What's been the key to Thomas Jones's resurgence this year? Is it just the improvement in the offensive line, or is it something that he's doing?
I think it's both. Whenever for Thomas now, he came from a system where he was very familiar with the running game, with all the guys that were blocking for him. There was a lot of there was a strong relationship between those two groups, and Thomas learned a new system. There were new types of runs, new people that he had to get used to, and what I think he's done well is he's improved in terms of his overall knowledge of what we're trying to get done, how we're trying to get it done, how he fits into it. His relationship with the guys is excellent, and we've improved in terms of our understanding of how Thomas likes to run, his tendencies in terms of cutbacks or bounce outs, and that familiarity and the work that both groups have done has really helped us.
Can you compare and contrast Chris Jenkins and Albert Haynesworth?
I'd say that they're both outstanding players. They're both very, very strong, very explosive, and both tough to deal with. It's Albert Haynesworth is put on his highlight tape, and it's about as impressive as there is anywhere in the league.
What happens when you see plays where Albert Haynesworth or someone else on the Titans defensive line, quote-unquote, blow up a play at the line of scrimmage?
Well, the first thing that goes through your mind is, how can we prevent that? But it's been hard to prevent that with him. When you look at Vandenbosch and you combine those two guys, at two explosive defensive players right up on the line of scrimmage that can cause a lot of problems, run or pass.
Is it difficult to project a 4-3 tackle as a nose? Obviously, you've hit a home run there, but it seems like some 3-4s have struggled when they're trying to bring a guy from a 4-3 to a 3-4. What's that been like for him?
It's really a collaborative process. Chris is going to be a good player regardless of what front he plays in, but it's so important for him to embrace the technique, understand the blocking schemes, which are totally different than what you see in a 4-3, and Chris has done that. And he's been able to play in the 34 without losing the things that are real strengths in his game. And his approach since the day he's got here with learning the system, with getting as sound as he possibly can be with the technique has been really good.
But what was your schedule after the Thursday game, and how much of a boost do you get, or how much benefit from having a couple extra days to prepare?
I gave the guys quite a bit of time off, and my thought process there was usually, or over the last 2 years, our bye has come much later in the season, and that's a really good time to have a bye because so many guys are beat up. You need a break both physically and mentally. So being able to give those guys a couple extra days off to recharge their batteries, to help get through some of the aches and pains and things that are common to every team this time of the season was a real plus.
Does Dave Ball look like a different player from when he had a cup of coffee up there with you guys a couple of years ago?
Well, the one thing that Dave has always had is a really high motor and a really good work ethic, and I couldn't be happier for Dave. It looks like he's fit in the system extremely well, and sometimes that's a function of what has to happen with any player is finding the right system. Dave was always an excellent worker, had a great approach, so I'm really happy for him.
The Titans' passing game had gotten kind of, I guess not criticism, but doubts that it could produce until the last 2-3 weeks. When you look at it, what is standing out to you about their production?
They've got a lot of really good skill players, and I think that being able to run the ball so effectively opens up a lot of opportunities in the passing game. And Kerry Collins has always been a very efficient passer, a very accurate passer, throws a deep ball extremely well. They've got big receivers. I think they've got excellent tight ends, and the combination of their running game, the protection that he's getting, only giving up the 6 sacks, and his ability to manage the game, make good decisions has been a real plus for him.
couple more questions about Brett. What have you seen as the challenges for a guy like Brett, who's for the most part only played for one team, not counting really in his career with Atlanta? What's been the challenge of starting over with a new franchise?
Well, it's kind of like being a rookie again at 37, 38, 39. I'm not sure how old he is now. But you go from an environment where you're extremely comfortable to a new coaching staff, new players, new terminology. All those things are things that you have to get used to, and he worked at it. He's really worked at it, and he's fit in great. The nice thing about getting a guy like Brett is he's been through a lot of different head coaches, offensive coordinators. He's experienced. The system was essentially the same, but there are nuances, and there are things that he's done that may have been called something a little bit differently that carry over to what we're doing, and he can draw on that.
Is he truly, from what you've learned of him, is he truly the guy who quote-unquote draws up plays in the dirt and goes out and plays like that? Is that really him?
No, I've found Brett to be an extremely hard worker in terms of understanding what we're trying to get done on the different plays, understanding what the defense is trying to do to us. And even though he'll do some ad-libbing and make some plays that way, this is a guy that works every single day at his craft.
Is it, as a coach, you're often one of the guys who a franchise brings in to bring hope to the team, to the city. What's it been like with Brett in that role in your building and in the city?
Well, I don't think that our approach was as big picture as that. It was more of how can we improve our team, and you can't deny the things that Brett's done over the course of his career, but there still is that period where you have to see how he's going to fit in with your group and your system, and he embraced that. It's important to him, it's important to me, and he's got a great personality.
How odd is it that your quarterback is older than his head coach and his offensive coordinator? Is that is there a lot of jokes made about that, or is it just something that you guys, has there ever been an awkward moment?
No, I think with me, him, Tony Richardson, you know, it's nice to have a peer group. You know, we can talk about high school, and we all saw kind of the same things at the same time. So that hasn't been bad. One thing that I've been used to through the course of my career is being the young guy on a staff. You know, when I first came to the Jets, the defensive staff was Bill Belichick, Romeo Crennel, and Al Groh, and they would reference things from 85, you know, with the Giants, and I'd say, well, look, fellas, other than I was just starting high school there. Can you help me out? But that's been great too. And I think regardless of your age, if you can show the players that you can help them be successful and give them a good plan, that's what's important to them. And that's what I strive to do every week.
We've got time for one more question, fella.
You think things have changed at all for rookie running backs around the league in terms of gaining the coach's confidence and getting on the field in third down and not risking getting a quarterback killed?
I think with any rookie, you know, we played DeBrickshaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold right off the bat as rookies. Played Darrell Revis last year right off the bat as a rookie. Dwight Lowry. We played quite a few of those guys, and I've had the same experience in New England with Eugene Wilson, played as a rookie. It's kind of like the age question. It doesn't really matter as long as you can show that you can handle the information, you can handle the responsibility that's given to you, and you keep getting more responsibility as you show that you can handle more of the load. And I think with Chris Johnson, he's done a really outstanding job.